Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We hope you've had a great weekend and looked forward to what God's going to do this week as well. And so we've got the Raines family up. Amen. They're going to come around and sing for us. You stay the same. I'm glad that our God does stay the same. Amen. Hope this will be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Each morning, I find that mercies are renewed. Your faithfulness, your might, your power are with me each and every hour. I'll speak of your great love and care you have placed upon me here. I'll lift my hands up in your name and praise you, for you stay the same. When nighttime falls and fears arise, I will lift up my weary eyes to see that you are still so near, and peace will then displace the fear. Oh Lord, you are the source of strength. When I feel so faint and weak, I'll lift my hands up in your name and praise you, for you stay the same. When death's dark doorway I walk through, your gentle hand will guide me to a land where your light never ends and nighttime never comes again. Then seeing you there face to face, I'll praise you for unchanging grace. I'll lift my hands up in your name and praise you, for you stay the same. I'll lift my hands up in your name and praise you.
Psalms chapter number 77, and as we begin tonight, what we got to do is make up in our mind and our days. We got to do this. We got to make up our mind. I'm on the winning side. I'm not backing up. I'm not going to throw down what a nose ride. Amen. I'm going to still carry my Bible. I'm going to still go to church. I'm going to still go to Sunday school. I'm still going to sing in the choir. I'm going to put on all I can for the glory of God while I can until Jesus comes. I hadn't heard no trumpet sound. Amen. And until I hear a trumpet sound, I'm not going to stop preaching. Amen. I'm just going to keep plugging along. Amen. Keep preaching. We still need missions. We still need to be sending missionaries. God's still calling preachers. Amen. God didn't call us to quit. Amen. He told us to pick up the torch and keep going on for the glory of God. Don't you be discouraged in this day. Amen. Don't you be discouraged. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. But I'm going to be honest with you. My countenance has not been the greatest here lately. And I seem to wake up, and it's not long until trouble seems to knock on the door. I don't know if y'all ever seen that, amen, had that problem. But, I mean, all of us have troubles. Amen, every one of us have troubles. Somebody say amen right there, amen. And you say, preacher, I don't ever have no trouble. You lie, amen. You lying. You just lying. That's all there is. Everybody has troubles. I remember as a child, growing up, I'd hear some of the older generation, they'd talk amongst themselves, and And they'd say something like this. They'd say, now you just got the moly grubs. Y'all ever heard anybody say, you got the moly grubs? Amen. I've heard it all my whole life. And you know, I didn't know it. I didn't know it then, but I just thought that that's some kind of sickness that you get. When I was young, I thought, man, they got the moly grubs. I've stayed away from them. You know, I thought that might be some type of contagious sickness. And I just want to stay away. But actually, really, you know, there is a definition for the moly grubs. Sure. The dictionary says that the word moly grub means sour or ill-tempered, sulks, a person who is down with the blues. Y'all ever know anybody that's got the moly grubs? Maybe you got it tonight. Amen. I don't know. Amen. But let's look at the text tonight. I want to preach tonight. What to do when you got the moly grubs? What to do when you got the moly grubs? You say, preacher, what is a moly grub? When you just down, I mean, you got the down and out blues. Amen. Just discouraged. Amen. Just discouraged. So let's look at the text for just a moment. Amen. Before we do that, hold on. Y'all in 77 right there. Look at the very top of it before it gets to the text. Does yours say something like, my Bible says this, a psalm of Asaph. Does yours say a psalm of Asaph? Asaph, by the way of history, Asaph was one of the three chief musicians of worship for the tribe of Levi during the reign of King David, when King David was over Israel. Asaph, when David decided to move the Ark of the Covenant, now you'll remember that the Ark of the Covenant was with the Philistines for a time, but then they got rid of it because of all the trouble that they had. You know, you remember Dagon fell over and all that. You know, and so they got it out of their camp, and they said, we don't want nothing to do with that. Well, they were moving the ark, and while they were moving it, a man reached up and touched the side of it, and he dropped dead. And it scared David, and David put the Ark of the Covenant in the house of Obed-Edom for a span of time, and while the ark was in the house of Obed-Edom, God blessed Obed-Edom's house abundantly. Well, it came time that David decided to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And so that's what he did. He decided he was going to move it. And so they moved the Ark of the Covenant. And so the king decided that there was going to be like a parade. They were going to parade the Ark down through the street. And there was going to be great jubilation. And they were going to have music. And so Asaph was one of the chief musicians that was used. He was the leader of the tribe of Levi, appointed musician to play various instruments. And so Asaph was appointed to play, to be a player of the cymbal alongside of Heman and Ethan. And so after the Ark of the Covenant was moved by David, David specifically called and charged certain musicians to stay around the Ark of the Covenant for the music's sake. Asaph was one of those ones. Psalms chapter number 77, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Now that sounds pretty good to open the statements, but we're not finished down into the text yet. Look at the rest of it. In the day of my trouble, oh boy, it just took a turn, didn't it? I sought the Lord, and my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. He's in a bad fix. You could say it this way. Asaph's got the moly grubs. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. He's looking back. He's looking back now out of his trouble. He's looking back and he's thinking. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy cling gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Where is God, he's saying? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? I'd like to first look at the causes of the mouldy grubs. What causes us to get the mouldy grubs? Well, in the passage tonight, it's not long before we notice that a man is in the pit of despair. He goes from praise to eh. You say, what do you mean? Have you ever been like that? I mean, you go from the worship service to back to Monday morning. And I mean, when you get to work, it seems like every problem that you could ever face and everything that you could ever think about imaginable that could go wrong has now went wrong in the first 30 minutes of being on the job. A pit of despair. It seems like he goes from that point of praise to a pit of despair. So what causes the mouldy grubs? Look at verse number 2. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Asaph is writing what appears to be out of a dark hour in his life. He's telling us, hey, this thing called life is not a bed of roses. Living the Christian life is not easy. He's saying to us, in 2022, that you're going to have trouble, you're going to run into hardship, you're going to run into heartache. I think tonight if you go across the room, it'd be amazing tonight to walk around and ask you what your problems are. I would say that every single one of us have some form of problem. The problem is this, we get the mouldy grubs and there's causes to getting the mouldy grubs. He's hanging in the balance. I think Asaph, if you look at his life, he's hanging in the balance, and on one side he's got faith, and on the other side he's got despair, and he's wobbling back and forth. He sees his despair, but yet he sees God and how that God can greatly help him. How many's ever been there? You're in the world, amen, but you're not of the world, thank God. Amen, you got a home that you're going to, but yet you're living in this place called earth and in this world that we live in, and it's a troublesome world. Have you ever been in a place where you know that God will help you, but yet the trouble that you is before you, it causes you to teeter-totter one way or the other? It seems that Asaph is describing his life like he's in a dark tunnel and can't seem to find the end, and there's no light that can be found. He's in the tunnel, it's dark, and he keeps walking, but yet he sees no light. If you get in that place of despair, friend, the mouldy grubs, you'll find yourself in a dark, dismal place. They say, well, preacher, what causes this feeling? What causes these attitudes of the mouldy grubs? Well, one of those feelings that seem to be prominent that the devil uses is the feeling of entrapment. The feeling of entrapment. You say, preacher, what is that feeling? Well, the feeling of being trapped in a job. Maybe you're in a place where you've made some moves and you've got this new job, or you've got this job and you feel trapped in that job. And there just seems to be like it's dead end and you're not going nowhere. And so you got this feeling of the mouldy grubs. I heard a man say one time, and I love this statement, he said, if you're griping more than you're encouraging, you need to get out. If you're griping about your situation or the place or whatever you're doing, if you're griping more about that thing, you either need to get rid of it or get away or get out, because, man, you're not doing any help, you're just doing harm. The feeling of being trapped.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.